Federal investigators in Washington state are looking into race as a possible motive behind that backpack bomb found along a parade route on Martin Luther King Day. City workers in Spokane, Washington, spotted the abandoned backpack, then noticed wires coming out of it about an hour before the parade was supposed to start on Monday. They immediately alerted authorities, who were able to defuse it without incident. But officials say if it had gone off, it would have caused a lot of casualties. Thomas Klaus is covering this story for the Spokesman Review newspaper. Thomas, you say the FBI agent in charge of this investigation, Frank Harrell, is pretty convinced that race was an element here?
Yeah, correct. He said it's inescapable that this bomb was found along the route of Martin Luther King Jr. parade that was scheduled to walk by in just an hour.
Well, and part of his thinking must be that this part of the country, Eastern Washington bordering Idaho, is where white supremacist Aryan Nation groups are based. And in fact, there was an incident in 96, I believe?
Correct. Unfortunately, this region does have a history. Hayden Lake to the east was once the headquarters for the Aryan Nations with Pastor Richard Butler. I was actually covered the civil trial that bankrupted the Aryan Nations back in 2000. And in 1996, we had three different incidents, one at City Hall, one at the Spokesman Review Valley office, and another at Planned Parenthood, where in each case, it was either Aryan Nations or white supremacists who had planted bombs that did go off. In all three of those cases, there were no injuries.
And two of the white supremacists convicted in the pipe bomb left at Spokane City Hall were also later convicted for a triple murder in Arkansas.
Accused of working to overthrow the government to set up a whites-only nation.
Well, but still, even with that in recent memory, this must have been stunning to find this backpack. What more do we know about it?
Investigators were very concerned on multiple fronts. One was that it didn't appear to be just a simple device, i.e. a pipe bomb with a simple fuse. It appeared to have some planning and some sophistication. Investigators told us that they believed that it had a remote detonator, meaning that the bomber had to have been close. Federal investigators from everybody from Homeland Security to ATF and FBI were casing nearby businesses looking for anyone who had surveillance of that area.
Well, and, you know, we're reading stories in your paper about people at, is it Annie's Bookstore there?
Mm-hmm.
Who look out and they see bomb squad people and robots circling this backpack. Stores were evacuated. And, of course, as you said, the FBI feels that the way it was positioned would have sent the blast right out into the line of marchers, and the parade was detoured because of finding the backpack. You hate to think what might have happened if it hadn't been found.
One of the concerns investigators had was that the bomb was placed on a metal bench. Behind that metal bench was a very thick brick wall. So if the bomb had gone off, the blast would have gone out into the street where the marchers were planning to walk by.
Yeah. How are people reacting today?
A lot of folks reacted initially, like we do whenever we get alerts that there's a suspicious device somewhere, and more likely than not, it turns out to be nothing. In this case, you know, we had some employees in a building right next door who continued to work and do their inventory in a bookstore, thinking that it was no big deal. And then all of a sudden, when they saw an officer who was dressed up in bomb protective gear walk up to the pack, they all of a sudden decided, well, this is something more serious. And as people learn of the potential of the bomb, it's starting to sink in about how dangerous the situation could have really been.
Yeah. Thomas Klaus with the Spokesman Review newspaper in Spokane, Washington, on the abandoned backpack bomb that was found along the course of the Martin Luther Day King parade Monday in Spokane. It was disabled. Thomas, thanks so much.